Hello everyone, this is Eric with another mini episode. Today I'm going to be talking about transforms. If you've looked at my XAML, you've seen these. You've seen, say, you have a rectangle element. Inside that rectangle element, you have a rectangle.render transform. And inside of that, you might have a rotate transform, or you might have a scale transform, or you might have a skew transform, something like this. Well, what are these exactly? Turns out that there are some misconceptions, and one of those is that a transform is a change. That's all it is. But the misconception comes about in that if you think about a change, you often think about something moving on the screen, and it turns out that's not what transforms are about. When you apply a transform for an object, it simply changes that object. There's no moving from state to state. There's no time about it. There's no anything. If you do the vanilla sort of I've applied a transform in the XAML, then when your rectangle comes up, you'll see that it's been skewed or it's been sized or scaled or rotated or flipped or whatever the case might be. It's like that from the beginning and doesn't change. Now, to have actual change happen, you have to have an animation applied to it. And that's a separate sort of entity. But the way to keep this clear is to just think about transforms as being these static sort of entities. If you're curious about where transforms come from, it turns out that down the inheritance tree, you will find that UI element has a render transform property. And so that means that everything that ultimately derives from UI element, which is virtually everything we use in XAML, basically all of those items can have a render transform applied and they can be changed in this way. So there's the key. Transforms, they're static items by themselves. They don't make anything move. I hope that helps, and thanks for listening.